This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the broadcast. Hope you're having a great day. There's Jeff Cavanaugh to my right, whipping up a fresh batch of Jeopardy that's coming up at 4:20. I believe in him. I think he's two categories down already. Wait, a machine.
I'm one category down and a partial. I have the answers for category two, which is three dongs.
Okay.
Yes. In honor of Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s three home runs yesterday, Mike wanted something called three dongs. So I got that going. Yeah.
Now that's what I call a boomstick.
Yeah, exactly.
There's Brian Broaddus and Lucius. I'm sorry about that. I can't help it, you know. I'm Gavin Dawson, and along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're off and running. It is the day before the draft. You guys got your final mocks in and everything?
Actually, yeah, I was planning to do my final mock at 4:20 today, but we'll go ahead and do Jeopardy. How about that? Yeah.
All right.
Mock draft done, and here I am. I had my final mock draft done. Actually, I did. Jeff is doing one for the league, and then I did one for the Dallas Cowboys. So all 10 picks for the Cowboys, that should be up on our website here.
Ooh, that's great.
Along. So when it drops, check it out. I think you'll be interested in the picks we all both made.
105.3thefan.com, of course, at 105.3thefan on Twitter if you want to follow along and get links, get updates on the things we have cracking. Speaking of that, Krusty's Corner coming up at 2:40. What kind of buzz you getting? Were you up late on the phone again last night talking?
General, these guys and gals, they don't know. And all of a sudden then, you know, Carolina makes a trade. Wait a minute, is a corner now going to go? What's Denver going to do? I mean, there's so much going on in front of the Cowboys right now. But I'm starting to kind of narrow some things down. Starting to think a little bit more that, you know, instead of like, Pitts and a quarterback in Atlanta, Pitts. Pitts is going to be the guy. Because sounds like to me that Arthur Smith, that coach there, he only likes one guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's Mac Jones.
Okay.
Mac Jones going at three to San Francisco, likely.
Nah, he's not going three.
Okay. Mac Jones going to three. Jeff, I have a feeling we're
going
to be wrong about that, my friend.
He ain't going third. It's not happening.
I hope you're right. But
it is not happening.
Everybody is telling me Mac Jones. Nope. They start off, can you believe effing Mac Jones? That's how everybody starts it with me on that one. So, yeah.
So they're doubling down as we get closer. They're not retreating from that idea?
No, it's not. And this is. And I'll tell you what's interesting, though. What we were talking about, we did it with around the NFL and John Lynch saying, hey, this is Kyle Shanahan. I gotta look towards Kyle. I had somebody tell me today, like, yeah, I read that. And I, the first thing I thought of it was John Lynch saying, okay, if this doesn't work out with Mac Jones, that's on the coach. That ain't on me.
Yeah.
He's the one that wants this guy. So if it doesn't work out, he's like saying, oh, how could I not ask my coach? I want my coach to have the guy, and he's going to be that's the coach's selection there. So, but yeah, it's hard because what's happening is, like, you know, earlier the whole thing with I asked a guy about Cincinnati. We've had this discussion on the draft show. Is it going to be a tackle? Is it going to be a wide receiver? I've talked to a guy, long time Cincinnati guy there. He's like, man, we really like this tackle a lot. But the media seems to have picked up on Chase. We'll see what happens with all that.
Well, Kyle Shanahan, I think, would move past his dad. If he, in fact, drafts Mac Jones and is right about it, and there's some trait that Mac has that won't show up on film, but like a guru like Kyle Shanahan can identify it, that would be massive. I'm with Jeff, though. I just don't believe it. I don't know what angle they are working. I just don't know why you would give up all of that to go to three for a player who, it doesn't seem like any other team is going to draft that high. You could have gone to much lower places and given up less draft capital, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's the problem. But those quarterbacks, as we all know, you know, everybody looks at him so differently. I mean, yeah. I I'd give Scott McLuhan, my old buddy there, a case of beer and 10 quarterbacks and let him evaluate, and I would trust that list.
Yeah.
But maybe, other guys would evaluate quarterback. That's the one discussion that gets everybody thrown off kilter. You could say, oh, I agree about the corners. I agree about what's going on at tackle. I agree about all these other. You get somebody to evaluate quarterbacks, you're not going to get the same list. You're going to get the Sean Paytons of the world saying, that guy can't play dead. You know, and then everybody in the room, no, this is the next Troy Aikman. Yeah. You know, and then Jerry having to make a decision by that. And that is the problem with that position. And it could catapult your franchise or make you have to do radio every day from 2 to 7.
We are off and running here in the G-Bag Nation. And, yes, that was the news of the day, that also the Panthers are trading Bridgewater to the Broncos for a 6. And Antonio Brown is back with Tampa on a 1-year deal. So things are moving, and we're going to have a lot of draft and sports coverage here for you over the next 4.5 hours. We'll have Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30. It was a fun one last night. They'll try to make it 2 in a row here. And the Mavs as well. We'll be talking about the Mavs. They got a very impressive win over the Warriors, a 28-0 run to put the game away in the first quarter. Just unbelievable. Yeah. 9 minutes and 38 seconds the Warriors couldn't score for. The longest scoreless stretch in the NBA in 12 years on a team with Steph Curry, a guy going through a historic run in a historic month, breaking records right and left. He couldn't get it to fall. Nobody could get it to fall until early in the second quarter. You know, from about 3 minutes in till the first minute of the second quarter. So just unbelievable. But, you know, a game that the Mavs needed in a big way. And we'll find out what it means. You can't take any real meaning from any one game in the NBA. And, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed they can ride it now and go into tomorrow's game in Detroit and take care of business.
Yeah, this is one of those things, too. And this is the brilliance of Rick Carlisle, because he didn't play Trey Burke for like 10 games in a row. And now a fresh Trey Burke gets out there and starts covering – you know, and starts running all over the floor, and, you know, gets a couple of steals and all that, plays some really good defense, was trying to contest shots and stuff like that. So, yeah, maybe things worked out there that finally – but we talk about this. Every night, somebody different, either good or bad for this basketball team. They just need to find these guys, instead of just playing one game, need you to play 4 really good ones in a row, not just one game.
Well, you just need Luka to be that version of Luka. If you shoot 65% from the field, Luka, we're going to have a good chance here. You know, just make all your shots, and life's going to be good. And surprise, they made 3-pointers at over 50%. Yeah. I found the recipe to win, guys. Make all your shots and have the other team not make their shots. So this should be easy. Just duplicate that.
Yeah, in any one game, it's going to come down to a lot of, you know, who tries the hardest and who makes their shots. I think the Mavs right now, you know, they're in a tough spot of trying to establish an identity that they're actually a good team. Right now, I think it's, you know, a really bad lottery team that Luka is elevating. And you see this game to game, and then you see this in the individual performances game to game. They can't make anything consistent.
Right.
You know, real good players, they come out and consistently give you a level.
Yeah.
The individuals can't do it. The team can't do it. It's really hard to look at right now as we're holding our breath and hoping this team takes the next step, but they're just not.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem, is that all the players that they're relying on or that need to play well, like I say, they'll play well for one night, and then they disappear for 3 nights.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a problem. The one thing you are getting is you're getting Luka. Everything else is just really a crapshoot with him.
So the Warriors were up 12-11 early in this game. They didn't score again until 1 minute in the second quarter. Just absolutely nuts.
What a roller coaster this stupid team is.
We got an update on Porzingis last night. It's not great. It's from the coach. Yeah, I get concerned. What do you guys say to Carlisle's quote here? I don't know when he's going to return. It's possible he could play on Thursday, or maybe it could be the weekend, or maybe it could be sometime, hopefully shortly thereafter. There's a lot of him and Han in there. He says, I really don't know. We don't think it's serious. He is getting better. He did work out before the game last night, and he's worked out pretty aggressively last couple of days. So he's got to stay on that path, and we just got to make sure he's ready. That, to me, looks like a guy that's being careful not to advance the narrative that Porzingis is fragile and that they're worried about it. Oh, yeah, he could. No, this is. I don't think he's going to be back for a couple of weeks. You know, I think this is a a massive blow to his tradability. And I'll keep my fingers crossed that I'm wrong. He needs to get on the court and have a bunch of 30-point games before the end of this season.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem right now for Porzingis. And it's the problem for the Mavs because, you know, not only is he a fragile, you know, with health, I think he's fragile with the mental side of things too. And I think that Rick is trying to be very careful of not saying anything that he will go back and start feeling sorry for himself. You know, I think and that's the tightrope that Rick has to walk.
Yeah.
That like, hey, I have to manage my room, but here I've got a star player, or in his mind a star player, that is very jealous of our real star player. You know, and so I can't say anything. I can't address. And if I talk about, I had him on the trading block. Oh, that hurt him. If I talk about his injuries, oh, that'll hurt him. You know, I mean, that's a very, very fragile guy on a lot of levels.
With the New York situation, he and his brother just isolated themselves and started working out with their own recovery from injury type of folks. And you want to make sure you don't put him on the defensive so much that he withdraws. And now you can't keep up with him on a day-to-day basis. So it's quite a situation to manage. College football news. Texas A&M defensive coordinator Mike Elko, been one of the top candidates for the Kansas head coaching job, plans to remain at Texas A&M. Big for Jimbo Fisher and the
Sound
Aggies.
Sound like he didn't get the job.
Huh.
Sound like he didn't pull it off.
A&M had the top-ranked defense in the SEC last season.
Jimbo's doing a little something. He's doing a little something.
The
team's on the progression. You're losing your quarterback, so I don't know their depth chart. So Aggies out there, if you've got another quarterback, you might have a little something.
Several offensive linemen we've had to look at in this draft. We've had to look at a defensive tackle, a linebacker. You know, they're Texas A&M, the one thing that Jimbo Fisher will do is recruit. They have the facilities. They have the money. If I was Alabama, I wouldn't worry about LSU in this. I wouldn't worry about Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin. I would worry about Texas A&M because Fisher understands how to get players, and if he could get the players out of this state, he could find a way to compete with Alabama on a yearly basis.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, the day before the draft. Some of the bigger NFL news of the day is that Antonio Brown story going back to Tampa. Let's check in on that NFC East here. So Tampa, are they the favorite? You know, I was looking at this NFC earlier. I like Green Bay, but I don't know if there's anything for them to worry about in the rest of the South. I don't think there's a team to worry about in the East. I think it's like the Packers, and what's the West going to bring to the table? Probably the Seahawks will be an 11 or 12 win team, but are they going to be really legit? Can the 49ers bounce back? Can the Rams stay there? Can Arizona assert themselves? But all of those are big question marks. You know, so I don't know if it's that hard for Tampa to find themselves back in the Super Bowl, at least where we sit right now.
It might not be. I mean, the teams that maybe could find a way to being good, Minnesota, maybe. Chicago with Andy Dalton, I doubt it. The NFC East, maybe.
No contenders. Unless the Cowboys have a great draft.
Yeah, the Cowboys need the draft to help them.
Or football team drafts the rookie of the year quarterback.
Yeah.
Arizona takes a step. Stafford in L.A.
I'll tell you what's going to happen in the NFC West. They're going to eat each other up. Those teams, it's going to be dog-eat-dog out there.
Russ is going to retire midseason.
Yeah, it's like every one of those games are probably going to be a split. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be tough. And to come out of that, I mean, there's not going to – they all might be dominant teams, but the record probably won't show. I think it's Green Bay. I think Green Bay, you know, they were really – last year, Tampa did a great job of going up there and taking that game, you know, the championship game, and getting that done. I just think that there's one of these times where the Green Bay is going to completely put things together in the playoffs, and then Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to go and win him a Super Bowl that way.
Yeah, I've been thinking they would. You know, it's just been – I mean, last year had to be so massively disappointing for them, but – I felt like we were leading up to that. By the time we got to the end of the season, like, people had kind of retraced on how confident they were on Green Bay, you know, and they can't get back to that team that's consistently putting their boot in somebody's behind.
Yeah, Green Bay has got to figure out what's going on with their offensive line. They will get better defensively, I believe. They're going to make a little bit of a scheme change up there for them. So, yeah, you know, and Brian Gutekunst, they'll probably have a good draft on the back end. They're a team that I talked to last night. They're talking about moving up in this draft. You know, so that's something they're going to hunt players and try and retool a couple of different positions that they need to work on.
Well, maybe it's an opportunity for the Cowboys. You know, if there's only going to be a couple of teams with real strength in this NFC, it was just a couple of years ago that half the NFC looked like real life contenders. Maybe this is going to be a down year And if so, you know, maybe you don't have to be all that much of a world beater type of squad to accomplish some of the goals that have evaded them now for a quarter century. Congrats to the Rangers. Victory did not evade them last night. Solak with two bombskis. Gallo goes deep. Scored Solak on that one as well. So
back.
Heading in a good direction, and back. You have Dunning on the hill tonight.
Yeah, and that's an auto win. You know, he had one bad outing, which, what are you doing? What are you pulling down on your wrist for, Brian?
Is this a gauntlet?
Oh, no, I don't do the gauntlet anymore. I retired that bit.
Okay.
You tried to tell me how to use it properly. I ignored you, and I'm facing the consequences
now. I think you need to pass the gauntlet to Brian. He seems to be more
That's a fair point.
Synced up.
Brian, I believe you are the new owner of the gauntlet.
Yeah, I thought it was a wrestling move. Like, is this a claw?
Yeah, I was kind of giving you the, you know, because you did it earlier. You kind of gave me that look.
You're thinking Dane Dunning? Gauntlet?
No, I don't know.
I thought you were threatening his life like OJ.
Yeah.
You were pulling out a glove. Sorry,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, man, that poor prosecutor. God, how stupid is that?
Didn't fit, must have quit. It rhymed, man. I don't know what to say about that.
How do you let a guy bait you into that? I bet you won't let him try that glove on.
All right, we got the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. At 2:20, coming up next, predicting the five biggest surprises we could see tomorrow night in round one. That is next in the nation. Yes, sir, welcome back, nation. And Brian Broaddus' full seven-round mock is up for the Cowboys. All 10 picks. You can read it at 1053thefan.com. Right here we have the five biggest surprises going into round one from CBSSports.com right here. We'll get that. Segment's brought to you by Soda, that's state of the art, and by Rubin and Associates. If you're drowning in debt, call our guy Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. He will talk to you personally, take control of your debt, eliminate your stress, and allow you to live life again. Starts with a simple confidential phone call to Mark Rubin, 1-800-LAWYERS, Rubin and Associates there at 1-800-LAWYERS. And this article's from Ryan Wilson. CBSSports.com.
Oh, Ryan, my mortal enemy.
Mm.
Well, I tell you what, he was talking about me on CBS Sports HQ. Ryan Wilson's my enemy.
I love it. Yeah. I think it was kind of tongue-in-cheek. You guys aren't really enemy, or are you?
Well, he drafted Gregory Rousseau for the Cowboys at 44, so that made him my enemy.
You call him a hack?
You fired at him, and he was just kind of joking about you.
And before that,
being critical.
Yeah, I forget what else he did. Yeah, he was like, 31 fan bases are happy, just not the Cowboys, you know?
Yeah.
Radio guy didn't like it, so.
Yeah, yeah. I love it when people refer to you in their stories and on their cable sports shows and stuff like that. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's
growing the brand.
Yeah, it's growing the brand right there.
Yeah, growing the brand.
Number one from Ryan, though, and I don't know. Does he specialize in hot takes? Is that what offends you, or do you think he just doesn't know what the hell he's talking about?
Oh, no, I love that dude. He's put out like 900 mock drafts.
Yeah.
Because every company would love to have somebody like him where he's like, what do you need? You need a mock draft every week, and then I'll come in the air and talk about it? Cool, done. So he's been doing like maybe two or three a week every week.
Okay, number one, a defensive player not among the top 10 selections. That's number one on his six surprises going into round one of the NFL draft. I don't know how that could possibly apply, and he even acknowledges it here at the end of the little paragraph saying, you know, maybe it's unlikely that Dallas takes offense in this scenario, but maybe they trade out.
So what was it that in the top nine?
No defense taken in the top 10.
That would be tough. Because if it's nine offensive players, then I think the Cowboys will take a defensive player.
Yeah.
But like, I could see you getting to Dallas with no defensive players taken. I could see it. I won't predict it because I do think that a corner or Micah Parsons will be picked. But it's not super wild, except thinking that if you had all the offense gone, that the Cowboys wouldn't go.
Yeah,
they'd go defense.
Yeah, they'd go defense. I feel like, though, the first defensive player could be taken at seven. And that's with Philadelphia taking that pick.
Trading up. Wow.
Or Carolina at eight, taking a corner. I keep hearing about Carolina, even though they traded Bridgewater. I mean, I'm strong from Carolina about Horn, you know. And I don't think that's a smokescreen. But, you know, but Denver's a team now that they've got a quarterback. But I wanted to say this earlier, General. People say, well, maybe they take a – now they traded for Bridgewater, would they take – you know, Sertan or Horn or one of those guys at nine. I had somebody in Denver tell me, we're still looking at quarterbacks. You know, they do not think that Locke can play.
Oh, no.
They don't think he could play. Yeah. And Bridgewater would be a literally a bridge to the next guy. So if it was Trey Lance or somebody like that.
Probably for Denver, the bridge to the next bad idea, because that's what they've been specializing in for quite some time.
Elway promoted himself. He's not making the decisions anymore.
Okay, number two, Jamin Davis is the first linebacker off the board. Could you guys see that?
I mean, based on the hype, yeah, and based on the questions about Micah Parsons, and what do you call Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah? I mean, I've seen our buddy, Pete Prisco, I think, put him at number nine.
Yeah.
And potentially, yeah, it could be. It's wild, but he could be.
All right. How about two running backs could go in round one?
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen at the back end of the
right.
draft, though.
ETN and Najee Harris.
Najee Harris, yeah, would be. I think if it was general, it's going to probably be mid-20s on back for those two picks.
And that's about as high as you know, running back should be taken, I think. You know, it's
high.
Even at the end of the first round, you know, Jeff had this story about a month or so ago that was just showing where the good running backs are coming from. And, man, I tell you, I think you got to be real resourceful looking for other positions to take, considering your chances don't change that much round to round getting a running back in that can be successful. It's insane.
If your team wants to run the ball well, getting new tires does not help your car that doesn't run. Mm. Get somebody to block.
Okay, and then number five, six quarterbacks going round one. Holy cow.
Six. You're trying to get the Stanford guy in there?
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do.
Right.
Yeah, they have Kellen Mond as QB number six.
Okay.
And not Davis Mills then, yeah.
And Mond. Well, then Davis Mills is close to him.
Okay.
So
let's put seven in, you know? Where's Kyle Trask? Let's do eight. A quarterback, it will be a unique year because a lot of years you'll have – remember the E.J. Manuel year where there was like one guy? In this class, there will definitely be four. And maybe at the very end, somebody's like, hey, I want a fifth year on this kid. Maybe.
All right, it is time now for the G-Bag of the Day. The best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. Curated by Lucius Alexander. And we go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius, how the hell are you?
Close to spectacular.
Nice.
Yeah. Close.
Close. I'm close.
Close.
Feeling fantastically well, too, by the way.
Sounded like in that live spot, the CBDs are doing the job here this afternoon.
They are, man. Shout out to CBD.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave my dad some CBD. He's going to physical therapy for his knee. Uh-huh. Yeah, knee surgery.
Yeah.
So he's like fighting with the physical therapist. He's an older man. No, I don't want to bend it that far. Like, sir, if you want to bend it, if you want it to work, you got to bend it. No, I don't want to. I gave him some CBDs and whatnot. And I was like, yeah, I forgot I was even bending my knee. I was just talking to him about my horses and everything. I was like, see?
That's you, awesome.
Pops. Told you, bro.
Yeah, my dad swears by CBD, too. He's got his own set of issues. Migraine headaches, mostly. He's all about it, though.
That was my hands clapping if you didn't know.
They were even smuggling it back to Ohio before it was legal out there.
There we go.
They were picking up CBD in Oregon, taking it back.
Was he not all about it at first? Was he at first?
I had to talk him into it.
Weed.
I'm like, hey, Dad, you know those migraines that bother you twice weekly and like shut you down for 8 hours?
Yeah.
We could say goodbye to them. And he did. He did.
Oh, my father-in-law is kind of like that. I was like, no, you still haven't used your bottle that I got you. He's like, what is it supposed to do? Tell me. I was like, you know, it's just going to calm me down a little bit. Yeah. I don't need to be calmed. I was like, oh, okay.
Maybe you need to take one now.
Yeah. All right.
I don't need to be called.
Here's an IKEA employee right here. He's stealing. What is his number?
He's going for three.
So why is my computer over here?
Going for three. Yeah.
All right, going for three anyway. Dumb questions that he's going to respond to right here.
Self a customer. You think I own this business? You think I own IKEA? I'm a part-time employee halfway through a two-week notice. I don't give a shit.
No.
I know the sale ended last week, but can I still get a discount? Do you hear yourself? We can't go backwards. Time marches on. You want the sale from 15 years ago, too? When's it end, Diane? You want that price? You're going to have to go through the quantum realm with Ant-Man. Do you know how much money I spend here? More than you should. Meatballs ain't that good. Save your money. End my time. Doesn't matter how much you spend here. We don't thank our donors. This isn't PBS. Next time I come here, my order gets messed up. Then stop coming. Make my day.
Yeah.
Every time you come here, your order's messed up. Sounds like you're making the mistake. Look inward. You're ordering the wrong shit.
Two-time champ looking for three. That's a great TikTok bit, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It really is.
I got to try to replicate that and go viral. Who's challenging, though, Lucius?
We have a grandmother that has her family is a little upset at her right now. because she went to a little league basketball game, and she was like taunting the kids and whatnot. I'll let her tell her story.
Nobody at the house is speaking with me. We went to my grandson's basketball game today, and apparently the rules have changed. Now, when I was a kid, if you were playing ball and you missed your free throws, the crowd would boo you and get on your ass. Oh. When my kids were kids, if you missed your free throws, the crowd would boo you and get on your ass. Apparently, it's frowned upon for you to heckle the little kids now. So you can't tell a child you suck and boo them. Them the rules. I didn't make
it. Yeah, times are changing a little bit. Yeah.
You suck, kid.
You suck. What? Come on, Grandma. Relax. That reminds me of when Mikey B was coaching a baseball team, and he told them, listen, you all are pathetic.
No.
You shouldn't be smiling right now. And Banny heard it. Banny comes to the remote and starts like counseling Mike. It was great,
oh,
dude.
No.
It was incredible. Wasn't that epic?
Yes.
Banny heard it. Banny's cruising around listening to Mike discuss his Little League manager techniques.
Mike is a bad coach. Well, let me rephrase.
Was.
Mike is a good coach at
he
coaching.
Is.
Yeah. But the part about communicating, I think, sometimes can be a struggle for Mike, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I told you where to line up and you didn't do it. You stupid idiot.
Yeah, that's coaches I love. I love coaches like that. Talk to me crazy.
Man.
I will come out there and put you where I told you to be.
Let's go, coach. He's serious today. Coach, serious today, bro.
3 inches to the left.
Coach ain't playing. Well, he on one today.
Hello, many times.
Yeah. Shannon Sharp on Fox Sports 1. Did he say what?
What?
Did he say what we think he said, or what your mind may have thought you think he said?
What?
Okay. All right. I don't know.
I said the same thing. Go look at Kevin Durant in the same Western Conference Final and say, where's Kevin Durant? Especially
now. What do you think you heard?
The F word?
I thought I heard the F word.
I thought I heard that too.
Did you dump that?
Yeah, and you just want to play it and draw attention to it?
Write it back real
and
quick.
And the thing is, look, man, he did not say the F word, though. He was getting ready to say finals.
Oh.
Yeah, and he stopped himself to say KD and it came off like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, the dump next to me is moving. You hear me? It's doing numbers right now, so the audience probably didn't even hear that.
I love when I get texts from our boss like, hey, I dumped that, and your folder just got something added to it. Like, oh, sweet.
All right.
Yeah, but no, he did not say it.
All right.
He's doing numbers next to me. Anyway, there's a boyfriend that I guess he's like watching his girlfriend's daughter.
All right.
And he's been watching the daughter for too long. So he goes to the house and knocks on the door, and the Ring, like doorbell situation, picks him up, and you can get to hear all of this.
Hey, I know you in there. I know you hear me. You probably in there sucking.
Oh.
Why you ain't answering the phone?
Damn.
Huh? Why are you not answering the phone? So you just not going to answer? And you know I'm trying to drop your daughter off? You know I got to go to work in the morning. Hey, bro, whoever she up there with, she don't wash her clothes. Okay? Yeah. I should have never even you. I should have made you just catch it.
Oh.
I should kick your dome in.
Oh.
Get your f***ing daughter. Your f***ing deadbeat mama. Look, I'll give you $100 right now. You just open the door. I got to go to work.
Oh, no.
I can't not. Not go to work. Open the door. Stop being like that.
Oh, man. That's tough. Tough situation right there.
He downshifted like 3 different times.
Yeah. So,
all right. Is it the boyfriend watching the ex-girlfriend's daughter? Is that what it is? Is that their daughter together?
It's the ex-girlfriend.
You're right? Yeah. Shannon Sharp on FS1. A special treat there for our streamers online if you heard that.
She doesn't wash her clothes.
Grandma's family is upset. Not talking to her. She was heckling the kids. How are the kids going to know they need to play better, you know, if it's not for the heckling parents on the sideline?
I guess there's a more constructive way than you suck. I don't know. I don't know. It's a mystery.
Or is it our two-time champ, the IKEA man? Mm. Yes. That's who I'll vote for here, Lucius. How about you?
Let's see. Yeah. I'll do that, too.
Oh.
It's 2-0 for IKEA man, Brian.
Man, that grandmother has got my interest there. So, yes, let's go with the grandmother.
Yeah. How do you approach that? Do you like to give the kids reminders on what they're messing up on?
It's funny, though, because to me, I understood where she's coming from because I grew up in an era where I got yelled at for missing free throws by the fans. So I know exactly where she's coming from. Yeah. That. So
your own fans would boo you back in the day for missing free throws?
It's like, the hard thing was when you'd look at the other parents when you'd mess up and it like somebody's – like the star player's parents would be like, oh, my God, why has brought us playing today? You know, why? I mean, that kind of thing. So I know exactly where she's coming from here. Yeah.
And with Bennett, is it like he gets in the car and you're like, you know what happened, right?
He does. I don't have to.
Hey, by the way, if you like to heckle, my son wants to be at a little part-time umpire, you know, during the games. God. Yeah, so watch your mouths, how you talk to the umpires.
Yeah, it's
I'm
tough.
Saying that respectfully because my old lady does the same thing. I'm like, yo, that kid's 17. Watch how you talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
I'm voting for Grandma.
All right, we're tied at two then.
All right. All right,
we're going to have to jump on at G-Bag Nation's Twitter account where you will cast the deciding votes and decide who is our G-Bag of the Day champion. Yeah, I've noticed now around 9 years old, there's so much hollering coming from the parents and the coaches. A lot of the kids just tune everything out so they can play, and they'll hear nothing. And you got to say their name like five times. Because they're dealing with that feedback in their own way.
My dad goes to games with me, and he'll yell. And my line to him, I'll sit next to him and go, Dad. Dad, Dad, and finally it's Dad, you know, like that, you know, because he's that era, like, yeah, what are we doing out there?
Yeah,
somebody coach these kids, you know, like kind of thing.
Screaming the P word.
Oh, jeez, yes,
that's good motivation technique right there. I want to take some notes on that. Here we go, Krusty's corner time. Brian, where are we headed,
guys? We need to figure out in this draft a star, a bust, and a sleeper. We'll do that next.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Look at this. One of the most hotly contested vote-offs for G-Bag of the Day in the history of the ward. And with 0 minutes left, IKEA surging ahead. 41-40. 50.6% of the vote, and still...
Dang!
G-Bag of the Day champion, IKEA guy.
So disappointing.
He went viral on TikTok. He deserves it. Here's Brian with his Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, General. I know I teased... And I want to deliver. And as we get on the eve of this draft, I want to ask my guys, and I want to participate in this myself. I want one player from this draft we think is going to be an absolute star. I want one player you think is going to be a bust when this is all said and done. And I want one player you think is a sleeper that could eventually become maybe a star or one of those guys that you can rely on as a player. And I'll start with my three, if that's okay.
I dare you to start.
I'll start with my three.
You don't have the stones.
You don't think I do?
No, you don't have the stones.
All right, Jeff, go ahead with your three if you got them.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I'll be damned. He didn't.
We mentioned in my first, my star. And, General, you mentioned this guy.
Yeah.
It's University of Kentucky linebacker Jamin Davis.
Mm.
6'3", 234 pounds. This guy right here, and there's not a lot of people that initially had them on the board. Really, the first person I ever heard that had him on the board was a gentleman that I work with.
Yeah, and then everybody just blew right by me and was like, he's the best. And I was like, no, I found a good second-round linebacker.
Jeff said, have you watched this Kentucky kid? And I had not gotten to the linebackers to that level. But I'm telling you one thing. This kid right here, he's physically a great-looking player. He's super athletic. He's an outstanding tester. You can see it on tape that all those numbers translate. He was asked to play some coverage against Kyle Pitts. That's kind of a measuring stick. He's able to carry him down the field, defend the ball. He plays as inside linebacker. He plays outside linebacker. You know, I mean, this guy will wrap up ball carriers. I don't believe I observed him missing a tackle in the game. I watched three games. I'm watching this guy play, and it's Tennessee, Florida. I'm watching that games, and I'm sitting there going, my gosh, this guy, he is so fluid moving and smooth and all that. And I just feel like that this guy with the measurables, with his ability to finish on tackles, to cover, Jamin Davis, Kentucky, I think he is going to be a star in this league. Okay.
You ready to trade down and pick him?
I'll tell you what, if we go back,
you go all the way to 20.
Okay.
You pick him?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would pick him over. I would. The thing I'm running into is with him, and we talk about Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
I think I found a player there that I would. Cora Moore is my guy at like 15 that I would love to take. I think Koromora could be a star type of a guy, but keep an eye on Jamin Davis from Kentucky. Wherever he goes, and maybe you go the Cowboys. Maybe the Cowboys will trade back. God, you talk about
trading back is fun. Yeah, you know why?
I like it
because we get to build up to the 10th pick.
There you go.
And then it goes away, and you didn't pick.
Yeah.
And so we get to build up again. Yeah. That's what we need in our lives.
You're right about that.
Building up.
I agree.
Parties.
Build up people out there. Yeah, you can. Build somebody up.
Pretty good picks there, Brian. So far, I like it.
Okay.
Like what you're doing.
Okay, here we go up at the bust.
Uh-oh.
Okay, close your ears, University of Texas fans.
No, that's who I typed. But then I typed a second guy, so it's cool. Go ahead.
You typed Sam Cosmi?
I sure did.
Okay. Sam Cosmi is a tackle from Texas. 6'7", 310 pounds. He's a starting left tackle for your Texas Longhorns. But I don't see a dominating player here. I see a fit catch, try and steer out of the way. I would have expected him at being at 6'7", having a little bit with the bulk he has, that he'd be a powerful player. He's not. He's just really kind of an athletic guy. This guy for a tackle, though, and I've said this before about him, he moves his feet to shield, which is fine. He plays on his feet, fine. But a lot of times you will see him off balance. You see his head down. It appears hard for him to bend his knees. And I don't know how you play offensive tackle in the National Football League and you can't bend your knees.
I feel you, Sam. Okay. Sometimes bending your knees is a painful experience. You just got to stay straight up.
Well, he's a pretty ordinary player. And somebody's going to take him a lot higher than they probably should.
He'll go in the first two rounds.
And he's going to be a bust.
That's really mean of you to put on that young
man. That is a bust. That is a bust player.
That is messed up that you would say that.
My sleeper guy. If you have a chance, and Jeff and I talked about him this morning on the draft show. By the way, you should go listen to the draft show.
Who'd we talk about?
Derek Barnes.
Oh, linebacker, Purdue.
Yeah, this guy is my sleeper. I got two linebackers on this list. But Derek Barnes, Purdue, linebacker. This guy's a shorter player. He's 6 foot. He's 238 pounds.
He was a pass rusher 2 years ago and then a linebacker this year.
Yeah. You could put this guy in space, and he is likely to make the play. He's outstanding, wrapping up as a tackler. He gets a ball carrier on the ground quickly. He's a physical player. He's going to throw his body around. He plays on the offensive side of the ball. He's a tackle-for-loss machine. That's what we want with Van Der Esch and Smith. We want those guys playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage. We haven't seen that nearly enough from those two. But this guy could get through the trash. He could get to the ball. You can use him as a pass rusher like Jeff talked about. There were several snaps where you see him with the hand down coming off the edge. And he's got the power and the snap to knock those blockers back. So I love this kid, Derek Barnes. Matter of fact, if you check out my mock draft for the Dallas Cowboys.
Where'd you take him, like fifth?
Took him in the fifth round.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You're getting deep there. Yeah. It's getting deep.
Derek Barnes, Purdue. Jeffrey, give me your star. Bust sleeper guy.
Star is Justin Fields, of course, because Justin Fields is Deshaun Watson, like on the field.
Yep.
None of the whatever's going on off the field. Justin Fields, I think the only real knock to his game that's not made up is he holds the ball too long trying to make hero plays because it works a lot. Like that's his biggest thing. And that's been Deshaun Watson's biggest negative in the NFL is that he'll keep plays alive for so long that sometimes it leads to disaster and sometimes it leads to huge plays. I think Justin Fields is a star, and I hope that he ends up on a team where they're actually set up to have some success. Justin Fields, Ohio State quarterback, star. Bust. I put two. You took one, which means that Sam Cosmi is going to be incredible.
Yeah, he's going to be an all-pro.
He's going to be an all-pro.
All-pro, for sure.
Because he's my Colton Miller. Remember when I hated Colton Miller?
I apologize to Raider Nation, by the way.
And Colton Miller for 2 years was like the worst tackle in football, so I consider that being right. But he was a great athlete that developed into a really good tackle. And now he is, 4 years later. And maybe Cosmi will do the same thing. I'm going to go Christian Barmore, Alabama defensive tackle. I'm going to go bust. I think he gets pushed up because it's a bad defensive class or a defensive tackle class and that he won't be the best D-tackle in this class because now that you threw in like questions yesterday about having to motivate him.
Yeah, you need to hold this guy's hand a little bit.
And then you factor in that we're talking about a guy who plays like less than 50% of the snaps and didn't start at Alabama. And like, yep, that's the best defensive tackle. I'll say I'm worried about Christian Barmore. That's my bust.
Parents didn't yell at him enough during youth sports.
Must have been.
Not motivated.
Must have been. Yeah. Make your free throws, idiot.
Yeah.
And my sleeper, of course, is our Darius Washington.
There you go.
And he may not be a sleeper because I've said his name too many times, but I think based on where the NFL is going to value him, he'll be a sleeper. Like, he'll be a third or fourth round pick, maybe even later. And then 2 years from now, we'll look up and be like, well, damn, the Buda Baker Honey Badger guy.
Yeah.
Why'd they let that guy get to the fourth or fifth round? That's weird. Our Darius Washington, sleeper.
General?
I'm glad you recognize me as a draft expert, you know, after listening to you guys for the last 5 months. You know, I fancy myself now a guru.
I like that. Brian this morning or earlier before the show was like, and I thought Jeff and I would do this, and Kevin was like, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, let's rock.
I'm in.
I tell you what, I don't, you know, star for me is Devontae Smith. I think in today's game, the speed, the size is going to be more an advantage than a downside for him. My bust after listening to you guys. I don't know if he's going first round anymore, but Rousseau, you know, you made me worry about that guy so much. I feel sorry for whatever idiot drafts that guy.
44, get ready.
And then my sleeper is this tackle from Northern Iowa I've been watching on film, you know, Spencer Brown.
Okay,
Look at this guy go. He's tall, he's got long arms and still managed to put up 30 reps in his pro day. Mm. And he might, you know, struggle a little bit there if you're looking at the Senior Bowl tape.
What?
But he's going to refine those techniques over the first couple of years. And I wouldn't be surprised if he has a Colton Miller type of trajectory.
A monster.
I sound so, like, corrected right now with what Gavin's done to me.
Answers to the test there.
He had the answers to the test.
What a monster.
Appreciate you involving me, Brian. That was fun.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Brian brought us in his Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 2:40 right here in the G-Bag Nation. When we come back, we are into hour number two. Of course, we got Fish coming up at 3:20. He is all over this Cowboys draft story for you and the Mavs as well, 3:20. But around the NBA, is this team now the clear favorite to hoist that Larry O'Brien trophy? It's next in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.